Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. In the early hours of Sunday at the United Nations climate talks, countries from around the world reached an agreement on how rich countries can cough up the funds to support poor countries in the face of climate change. Rich countries have agreed to pool together at least $300 billion a year by 2035. It's not near the full amount of $1.3 trillion that developing countries were asking for and that experts said was needed. Indian delegation representative Chandni Raina.
We are disappointed with the outcome, which clearly brings out the unwillingness of the developed country parties to fulfill their responsibilities.
It's a far from perfect arrangement, with many parties still deeply unsatisfied, but some hope the deal will be a step in the right direction. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, called for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hezbollah war while on a visit to the Lebanese capital for talks.
We see only a possible way ahead, an immediate ceasefire and the full implementation of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701.
An Israeli strike on a Lebanese army center has killed one soldier and wounded 18 others, Lebanese military said. Sunday's was the latest in a series of Israeli strikes that have killed over 40 Lebanese troops, even as the military has largely kept the sidelines in the war between Israel and Hezbollah militants. Israel says the body of an Israeli Moldovan rabbi who disappeared in the United Arab Emirates has been found, citing Emirati authorities. The statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office on Sunday said Zvi Kogan was murdered, calling it a heinous anti-Semitic terror incident. It said the state of Israel will act with all means to seek justice. Kogan went missing on Thursday, and there were suspicions he had been kidnapped.
This is VOA News.
Uruguayans are heading to the polls to choose their next president. In Sunday's election, the candidates of the conservative governing party and the left-leaning coalition are locked in a close runoff after failing to win an outright majority in last month's vote. It's a hard-fought race between Alvaro Delgado, the incumbent's party's candidate, and Yamandu Orsi from the Broad Front, a coalition of leftist and center-left parties that governed for 15 years until 2019 victory of the center-right president Luis Lacalle Pou, overseeing the legalization of abortion, same-sex marriage, and the sale of marijuana in the small South American nation. Romanians started voting on Sunday in the first round of a presidential election that may give hard-right politician George Simion a chance of winning, with voters focused on high living costs and the country's support for Ukraine. Andrea Irimi is a teacher. To make a difference in our country and for the future of our children, we want to see something finally moving. We hope that maybe by mobilizing all of us to go out to vote, we can make a difference. We can achieve the change this country needs. Opinion surveys show the leftist prime minister, leader of Romania's largest party, the Social Democrats, will make it into the runoff vote on December 8th with Simion of the Alliance for Uniting Romanians, the likely runner-up. Pakistan's capital was put under a security lockdown on Sunday ahead of protests by supporters of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan, calling for his release. Highways leading to Islamabad, over which supporters of Khan, led by members of his political party, are expected to approach the city and gather near parliament, have been blocked. Muhammad Asif is a local resident. These regular protests are not only destroying our economy, but are making our country's situation unstable, which is not a favor to our country at all. We want Pakistan's top political leaders to sit down and find solutions to these problems. Most major roads of the city have also been blocked by the government, with shipping containers and large contingents of police and paramilitary personnel have been deployed in riot gear, while mobile phone services have been suspended in parts of the country. Japan and the U.S. aim to develop a joint military plan for a possible Taiwan emergency that includes deploying missiles. Japan's Kyoto News Agency reported on Sunday. Under the plan expected to be developed next month, the U.S. would deploy missile units to the Nansei Islands of Japan's southwestern Kagoshima and Okinawa prefectures and to the Philippines, the report said, citing unnamed U.S. and Japanese sources. A U.S. unit dealing with space, cyberspace, and electromagnetic radiation will be stationed in the Philippines, the report said. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.